giving you something to talk about besides the weather since 2000. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Well, most of us, fortunately, don't have to make the choice of when you work outside or not, and especially having to decide which is worse, winter or summer, the extreme heat, the extreme cold. We're kind of wondering. We're all on the side of we would rather work outside during the summer.
Oh, gosh, that sounds nice.
And it's pointed out our studio in here is usually cold. Especially in the winter, for some reason, we have air blowing on us all the time. It's miserable today, so
it is
now. But
Ken's put on his coat three times.
But it's still, you know, 58, 60 degrees. So I mean, mm-hmm. it's 58 degrees. Sounds terrible.
It's so bad.
But, you know, it's not outside.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, it's much better. I'd rather be
but
in
we're
here
not
than...
doing... My point is, we're not doing well in this situation, so I can't
Correct.
Imagine...
Correct.
We no, would do
I mean,
well.
The closest we can come to is when we used to do combat hunger in the mornings, and it would be freezing. And we did have some years where it was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It got milder for some reason in more recent years, I feel like.
No, that was just because you sat in front of the space heater the whole time.
I was sitting in front of the space heater.
Blocking the warmth coming at me.
That's probably true.
That was true.
It's every man, woman, and child for themselves.
Well, somebody had to run things. So I had to sit over at the table.
And okay, you just stood up and blocked it. Answering the question, I don't work well in freezing cold.
Well, I don't work at all because the coldness of standing on the street corner then would be so frustrating to me that what I walked away from the show
just,
twice.
Yeah, you would just. He left and came back to the rest station.
So we
Ken would be like, hey, are you okay?
Question.
And I just would grumble and be like, because whatever reason I was mad at Ken.
I know. It was not even my decision then.
I know.
Okay, I think we've answered our question here.
Sorry to bother you. 515-280-1025. All right, Chad and Otley now. All right, Chad, you do both. What's worse?
I would rather work out in the heat.
Okay. And tell us why.
Well, because you can basically strip down to nothing and... you know, still work, and in the wintertime, you got 7 layers on, you can barely move, and you can never seem to get warmed up when you get home, so, yeah. I hate the wintertime.
And I suppose, you know, with the 7 layers, peeing has got to be a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, if you got to use a port-a-potty or something, it's an hour process.
Yeah.
That would be so terrible.
Now, when you say you strip down to as much as you want in the summer,
how far have you gone?
Oh, nothing below the shorts.
Okay.
Colleen's disappointed.
Yeah, where do you work? Where's this show happening?
Thank you, Chad. You have a great day. Appreciate the call.
You can listen to us without ever having to receive a wait for a password authentication text. So annoying. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.